Okay, welcome to a rather special sort of episode of Not the Wikipedia Weekly. We're talking with as many of the candidates for election to the Board of Trustees of the Wikimedia Foundation. And that's a bit of a mouthful. Basically, the Wikimedia Foundation has one seat on the Board of Trustees up for grabs in this particular round. Voting goes on throughout the month of June. And I'll be talking to as many of the candidates as possible. Today, I'm talking to user Sarcastic Idealist, who's a Canadian by the name of Steve Smith. Good day, Steve.
Evening.
Good evening, indeed. It's the world of Wiki. It's afternoon for me and evening for you. Yeah, basically, we're in chatting for you're the first of these, so you're blazing the trail, so to speak. I thought we'd keep it reasonably short and tight, but could you just tell us a little bit about your personal situation, how old you are, where you're from, and also a little bit about your background with Wikimedia?
Sure. My name is Steve Smith. I'm 26 years old. I am a Canadian citizen who has lived most of my life in Edmonton in the western part of Canada. I don't have a university degree. I don't claim any formal credential. I have taken quite a number of university courses that have not culminated in a degree. These have included subjects in financial and managerial accounting and organizational analysis and business law and all sorts of other relevant realms. I have fairly extensive experience with non-profit governance. I've sat on the boards of directors of a variety of different organizations.
You've been on the board of various non-profits before. Could you name a few of them or which
sure.
What sort of things?
Sure. One of them would be the First Alberta Campus Radio Association, which is the broadcast license holder for a radio station in Edmonton here called CJSR. It has a Wikipedia article. I spent a couple years on that. They still call me back occasionally to do board orientation sessions and the like with new. Actually, I was chairing their annual general meeting a couple of weeks ago. I've also sat on the board of directors of my current employer back in the day, the Gateway Student Journalism Society, which has a budget of $500,000 annually. I sat on that board for, I believe, 3 years. The last 3 years I've spent as the business manager for the Gateway Student Journalism Society, so I don't have ultimate responsibility for the budget, of course, because that's the board's purview, but I, as far as the day-to-day implementation goes, and even some of the longer-term financial planning, that's me. So that's been pretty exciting, and I dare say applicable to the possibility of a seat.
Yeah, so it's very interesting to hear your experience on various boards and non-profits, etc. So with regard to Wiki, you mentioned the fact that your employer's, or your previous employer has a Wiki article. Have you ever edited that, or more to the point, what drew you to Wikimedia?
That wasn't my employer. That was the I sat on the board of directors for that. I have done a bit of cleanup of that actually to restore the point of view. If you go through the history of CJSR FM, you can see my edits on that, and I think they're actually turned it from less into a fluff piece and more into a neutral perspective. I made a total of one edit to my current employer's article to correct a straight factual error and noted my conflict of interest in the edit summary. So I have from time to time dabbled in articles in which I might be perceived to have a conflict of interest, but I've been careful to disclose that, and I think I
certainly don't see anything. That's hardly the world's worst conflict of interest. But how did you first hear about? When did you first come across Wiki? I presume it's Wikipedia, and is that the project that you've been most involved with to date?
Yeah, the English Wikipedia has certainly been the one I've been most involved with. I think I first heard of it. I've tried to pinpoint this, but I think it was in February of 2004 that I first heard of Wikipedia, and I just sort of heard of it as an encyclopedia that would be edited by users where anybody could write anything, and then the knowledge was supposed to be built up in that way. And my reaction was that was a spectacularly dumb idea that would never go anywhere.
And then you find yourself...
Yeah, it turned out as mistaken in that particular belief. I don't call them all correctly. And then in February of 2007, I did register an account, and I fast became addicted.
And was that your current username, which is Sarcastic?
That's the only username I've ever had, yeah, except for a sock I registered for April Fool's Day purposes, and then blocked as a sock of Sarcastic Idealist.
Okay, so and when you first became, you've been editing since 2004 in the English Wikipedia.
No, I've been editing since 2007. I was a late convert.
Oh, okay. Now, I'll ask you in a moment about other Wikimedia projects, but in that year to 18 months of editing, what have your main interests at the English Wikipedia been?
Primarily Canadian politics. I've sort of branched out as the need has arisen, and various notice boards have drawn me into various different articles, but my major purpose there was and remains Canadian politics.
And in terms of other Wikimedia projects, have you registered usernames there or been involved at all?
I've had an account on the Commons for quite a while, which I've used primarily in support of my Wikipedia activities. I have an account on Meta, obviously. I've recently registered an account on WikiQuote, the English WikiQuote. I'm looking at what I might be able to do there. And I also quite recently registered an account on the French Wikipedia, where my activities are limited by my fairly poor French, atrophied French. But I've made some edits there, and I'm enjoying that experience.
Now, when you say poor French, are you previously bilingual? But that's sort of...
Yeah. I was previously fluently bilingual, and I haven't really had occasion to speak French in about 4 years, and it's sad and alarming how quickly it deserts you when you let it rot like that.
Indeed. Now let's move on to sort of more general stuff then. You having been mainly involved with English Wikipedia, but having registered accounts at the projects you mentioned, what do you see as Wikimedia's sort of what do you see as Wikimedia's greatest strengths, and what draws you to want to be on the Board of Trustees?
Its greatest strength, without question, is the community vitality and the innovation that comes through there. The way it has gripped so many people from such diverse backgrounds and such divergent interests to share their knowledge in this project is a little short of astonishing. I'm astonished is the best word for it at how wrong it has proven my February 2004 impression that this thing would never go anywhere. That's its greatest strength. Another emerging strength of its of the Wikimedia Foundation's is its profile. It really has gotten to the point that it is the first stop for information for a great many people on a great many subjects. And I think that profile can be harnessed. I think this notion of expert trustees is quite a good one, and I think they can make use of this profile to get some high profile people who are really expert in their field and who have sort of some public relations clout and also maybe some connections to be useful for fundraising. So those are some of the strengths.
In fact, we'll stick with that just for a sec, because we've drifted into a very interesting area, which is, directions you think, you mentioned the fact that the profile, and you were then going on to say that you think we could perhaps make more, or we could, exploit to our benefit that profile. Have you got any sort of, particular initiatives you'd like the board to take, or that you would be if elected, that you'd be pushing for?
Well, the two big ones, I guess, first of all, would be what I was just talking about. I think it's great that they put these expert trustees on there. I think I diverged from a number of my opponents in my view on that. But we need to make sure that these people are really experts in their field. These people are people who are really bolstering the board and are not merely, I don't want to say cronies, because there's a pejorative sense there, and I'm not trying to defame anybody here, obviously. Strict BLP adherent that I am. But to make sure they're outsiders who really bring something new to the board. I think that's
would this be an extension of the advisory group that exists?
Well, I think the advisory group that's the right idea. I'm not sure it's been exploited to the sense that it possibly should have been, but I think that's sort of what I'm talking about, is getting people who are getting really good, high profile, expert, successful people involved in the governance of the Wikimedia Foundation, and maybe making it less an extension of the vagaries of community sentiment. The other thing, of course, that I'd really want to get into is giving the larger projects, especially, the tools by which they can continue to govern themselves. I think self-governance, certainly at the English language Wikipedia, has broken down, and I don't think it's going to be fixed till some intervention by the board.
And so you'd be promoting, you think that the board's role there, or you as a member of the board, would be to implement or to suggest some models for governance as opposed to clear sort of, you know, rules?
Yeah, I would, like almost everybody else, would rather see the board of trustees stay away from making direct policy decisions at the community level. There's the 230 immunity, among other issues there. But what I do support it doing is stepping in with a governance model, saying, okay, we're going to come in and impose this body that has some authority on you. You have the authority to elect this body to change its scope, to change its mandate, and all the rest of it. But here, at least, is a tool by which you can govern your own community rather than being reliant on whatever consensus might happen to meet on any given day in any given debate.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that it's almost self-evident, but there's more on this in both your statement at the election pages and in some of the questions. So
absolutely, yeah. I've been harping on it pretty relentlessly, I think.
So we'll draw this to a bit of a close now, but first of all, yeah, editor, if you're interested in reading more of Sarcastic Idealists' sort of thoughts and policies in this way, then yeah, head to the election pages, you'll find it all there. I guess the final one, Steve, is to ask, in this, you're running up against, I think, 14 other candidates now, so there's
14 opponents, yeah.
Yeah, why should someone vote for you?
There's a few things. First of all, I think I offer probably the largest range of governance-related experience of any candidate, although I know there's, I hesitate to pronounce it, Ad. He's an accountant, so I mean, he obviously also has a range of experience. But I think I'm also the only person who's aiming to confront some of the serious issues facing the governance of the larger communities in a way that preserves community self-governance. I contrast myself with Greg Coase in that regard, who is looking to make direct decisions in community governance. I want to preserve the community self-governance, but at the same time, I want to step in there with a model that allows the communities to govern themselves, and I think I'm the only candidate proposing that, and I think it's something that really needs to happen if policy on the English Wikipedia and the other larger projects is going to continue to evolve rather than to stagnate.
Well, thanks very much. That's User Sarcastic Idealist. And one final quick question. We may be inviting some candidates back to a sort of round table or panel discussion, possibly with each other and some community members. Would you be interested and available for such a thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. Okay, thanks for your time.
Thank you.